Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In 1967, karate becomes deadly. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1967 gave us Cool Hand Luke and Rolling Stone magazine, but The Deadliest Man Alive made 1967 a strange year. Count Dante, The Deadliest Man Alive, 1967. If you look through pages of a comic book in the 1970s, you probably came across an ad for The Deadliest Man Alive. The ad stated, he was the supreme master of the Black Dragon Fighting Society, and he sold a book, and for a mere $5, you could learn Dim Mak, aka the Death Touch. This is the strange tale of martial arts and con master, Count Dante. John Timothy Keehan was born in Beverly, Chicago in 1939 to a very well-off Irish-American family. From a young age, John had the world at his fingertips. He started boxing at a young age, continued through high school before he joined the Marine Reserves, and then the Army, where he got his first taste of martial arts. And John was hooked. He got a black belt in karate and became a sensei himself before he became the Midwest director of the USKA, which is the United States Karate Association. John had bigger and better dreams, though, so he left the association to help create the World Karate Federation. But he didn't like that either, so he founded another organization called the World Karate Federation. And at that point, John set his sights on reinventing martial arts itself. He had enough of all the ceremonies and traditions that are an integral part of most martial arts, and he wanted to focus more on making martial arts more straightforward, closer to minimum effort, maximum effect. He called this new type of martial arts the Dance of Death, and the idea was that if you learned all the steps of the Dance of Death, you'd become the ultimate fighting master. With organizations and martial arts already reinvented and behind him, John had one last thing he needed to change before he'd become the ultimate fighting master himself. Himself. More on that after this break. In 1967, he legally changed his name to Count Juan Rafael Dante. But this wasn't something he just made up. It was actually his real name. His family had changed their names when they escaped to America from the Spanish Civil War. At least, that's what John was now telling everyone. But Count Dante wasn't just a Spanish noble. He was a deadly martial artist who competed in death matches in Thailand and China, and he won by using his Dance of Death technique. Again, according to Count Dante himself. He let everyone know this by taking out advertisements in comic books where he called himself the Deadliest Man Alive and sold his instructional booklet that promised to give the world's deadliest fighting secrets with a free membership to his new Black Dragon Fighting Society. Comic book readers would find advertisements that read, yes, this is the deadliest and most terrifying fighting art known to man. And without equal, it's maiming, mutilating, disfiguring, paralyzing and crippling techniques are known only by a few people in the world. An expert at Dim Mak could easily kill many judo, karate, kung fu, aikido, and gung fu experts at one time with only one fingertip pressure, using his murderous, poisoned hand weapons. Instructing you step by step through each move in this manual is none other than Count Dante, the deadliest man who ever lived. Whether Count Dante ever did take part in any death matches in Asia, we do know that he took part in the infamous Dojo Wars of the 1970s. On April 24th, 1970, Count Dante and a group of his students got together one evening to try to scare off some of the competition, and they went to the Green Dragon Society's Black Cobra Hall to show them what's what. They told them they were police officers that had to get inside, and then revealed who they truly were, and all hell broke loose. The storm didn't last very long, but it did leave one person dead. Dante's friend and fellow sensei, Jim Kinevic, who was slashed by a sword in the brief battle. Everyone was taken to court to stand trial for Kinevic's death, but ultimately, everyone was released without charges. It would be only 5 years later before Count Dante joined his friend. Count Dante died on May 25th, 1975, when the deadliest man alive passed away at the age of only 36, not in the middle of battle or another dojo storm, but in his sleep when an ulcer gave him internal bleeding. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.